Happy Wednesday, everybody. It is October 30th, tomorrow night, Halloween. Too bad we don't have a Thursday night football game in the Superdome. Those Halloween games are always fun with the New Orleans crowd, of course. But we will have Saints Sundays back in a noon kickoff in Carolina against the lowly Panthers, although I can't make too much fun of them. They just have one less win than the Saints do right now. Looking at this black and gold bunch heading into this game, some of the injured are getting back to healthy, like a Derek Carr, limited today with his oblique injury. The expectation is he will be able to suit up on Sunday. We heard a lot from him last hour as he spoke to the media after practice. Also, another great sign that Derek will be ready to roll. They don't usually trot guys out there that are banged up and ready to miss a week of action.
Yeah, and there was one thing I did want to mention. We didn't mention it earlier. I did want to mention it. It could be a good question for Jeff. Maybe I should save it. But someone, I think I saw someone in the media pool, saw someone tweet about it.
That, yeah.
DA was asked, like, in the event that Carr can't play or he gets injured again on Sunday like that, like, who is there a named number two that will be the backup between Haener and Rattler? And at the moment, no, there isn't. I could be wrong.
I thought that really? Dennis Allen said that it was going to be Jake Haener being the number two guy.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
I'd like to hear that I'm wrong.
we'll definitely get into it, Jeff Nowak. I think really going through what I heard from the Dennis Allen audio was that Haener would be the guy, and he didn't really want to get into too much of the explanation behind the decision.
Okay.
It's just that they were going with Haener in that two spot and not Rattler. I guess Spencer will be the emergency quarterback come Sunday in Carolina. The banged up black and gold list, like I was mentioning, Derek Carr limited, Juwan Johnson limited, Alvin Kamara, Kool-Aid McKinstry, and Nick Saldiveri, and Jamal Williams all limited for this team. Not practicing, Cedric Wilson Jr., Rico Payton, Bub Means, a Kendra Miller, Tyrann Mathieu, and Marshawn Lattimore. The positive spin on Tyrann is that it's an illness. Hopefully it's nothing serious enough where it's going to keep him out, just a little under the weather right now. And with Marshawn Lattimore, that's obviously huge with your number one shutdown corner. We saw him having hamstring issues last game as well. So hopefully it's something where Marshawn's able to get right for this Sunday, because I know it's just the Panthers, but we still need him out there.
No, you do, because again, the phrase we always use is that he takes away a side of the field.
So shut it down.
It's not just
the eraser, I like to call him.
No, it's a great name. It's not just the fact that he, you know, erases one player. It's that he erases one side. It's not like you. If they still had Deontay Johnson, it'd be like, okay, you can basically count him out. You could count who Mike Evans out when we play the Bucs. Count Chris Godwin out. Whoever he's lined up with, you can usually just write them off as a. You can write them off as they're not playing a game. You could be like, they're hopefully not going to be as substantial a part. But with them not having Johnson and the way Marshawn really plays, it's kind of like one side of the field is gone. I know It might be Thielen. Maybe we see Chuba Hubbard catch. Who knows?
And looking at the Panthers side of things, Thielen was limited with a hamstring issue there. So definitely be keeping an eye on the injury report all week. We always do. But yeah. A lot of important names for both sides of the football. We mentioned, obviously, Lattimore here, the cornerback. Also have Kool-Aid McKinstry limited with a hamstring issue. So both corners dealing with hamstring issues. We know that the other corner, Paulson Adebo, broke his femur.
Yep.
So that's depleting this once stocked secondary. What we thought, man, these guys have too much talent on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good reason you have too much talent for when injuries happen. And I remember here, I was doing yard work the other day, and I was listening to Black and Gold, Inside Black and Gold with you and Jeff.
Oh, nice plug right there.
Find it wherever
you
get your podcast. And I was hearing Jeff about how, like, you know, defensively, you know, three up, three down, studs and duds. Defensively, the Saints secondary was kind of hoping the Chargers game would be a get right game, and it kind of wasn't.
No, right.
This week, you have Bryce Young, who historically hasn't been great.
He can't even see over the line.
Who is he going to throw the ball to? You've got a guy who can't really throw the ball and nobody who's going to really catch the ball. So if there's ever, I understand that we're a little down and out with the secondary with the Debo and now three other guys and Kool-Aid, Payton, and Marshawn on the injury report. But, you know, the point I'm trying to make is that there might not be much that you have to cover. If Young is playing and he has not that many options, hopefully this is the kind of situation where you don't have to go out and prove that much, because there's not going to be much to prove. There's not going to be much that you have to do.
No, that'd be a great question for folks right now. If you're, you know, fans out there, can you name two Carolina Panthers wide receivers?
I can name Thielen. The only other thing I can think of is Johnson, not on team.
Right.
And then, like, pass catchers. Chuba Hubbard, maybe, but even then, he doesn't catch, he just runs.
The one, the rookie jumps into my head, obviously, Xavier Legette.
I'm forgetting
about
him.
Just because he is a magnificent soundbite. I'm really sad he's not in New Orleans. He is a joy to cover. He was talking about food in the locker room. I saw someone posted.
Really?
And he was talking, he doesn't eat seafood. He doesn't eat vegetables. He's really a meat and potatoes kind of guy. But when they asked him, oh, why not seafood? He goes, well, I'm allergic. And he's like, they're like, oh, well, that's a good
sense.
Reason
that
then, right?
I just love that accent.
Oh, yeah, he's fantastic.
He's so good.
Just, you can tell a lot of joyfulness in that voice, and it's just the accent is so amusing. Marshawn might not be able to cover Xavier Legette this game. I mentioned also Kool-Aid being down. We know Paulson Adebo out with a broken femur, and that's going to leave a lot of pressure on Alante Taylor, and he's been working all over the place from the slot to the outside. We caught up with him in the Saints locker room after today's practice. Here's a little cut of what Alante had to say leading into Sunday's game.
What's been just the mentality of the locker room and the guys on the team right now riding this losing streak?
I think everybody's being positive. Everybody's, you know, we're still coming in smiling every day, but I don't know, the energy is a little different. You know, we're not as turned up in here as we normally are, but I think guys are just, you know, trying to figure out what to work on within themselves to help the team. And sometimes when you do that, you kind of, you know, distance yourself sometimes.
Right now for you, what are you working on considering it looks like the two corners are out at the moment?
Yeah, you know, I'm back at home, I guess you could say. I'm really just trying to figure out what can I do to maybe give us a better chance at winning games. You know, people are going to talk about, I don't know, I'm kind of being consistent and I kind of have these bad plays here and there, but no, I'm just kind of looking at the negative side of it for me personally and just saying, like, how can you take away those negative things? So I'm really just taking one day at a time, one rep at a time, and I'm trying to figure it out still. But I think the best thing I can do right now is just continue to fly around. You know, I'm in this different leadership role now, like you said, with our corners down. So I have to make sure I give a better example to the younger guys and lead them in the best way possible.
What do you feel like the attention to detail is at? Does it need to be better? How do you?
Man, you know, the other teams that we play, you know, they get paid just like we do. So, you know, there's times where you can be right on with the details and still get beat. So I'm not going to sit here and say it's just the attention to detail that's making us lose these games. So, you know, I think we just got to figure it out as a unit and as a group. And, you know, we have to believe in each other. And I think we just got to go out there. You know, we got to play 60 minutes. Nobody's coming to save us. Nobody's coming to say, let's not play these last couple games. Like, so, you know, we just got to go out there each week and find a way to win.
How are you handling kind of your, like, shifting role? Like, you're in the slot, now you're on the outside. Like, how do you kind of handle that?
Well, at this point, I guess I'm used to it, right? You know, I've always said I'm a corner. I've gotten comfortable playing the nickel. I feel like I've done really well with that. So, you know, being back outside, it's not like I have to figure my feet out or figure something out. I feel like I'm comfortable out there. And, you know, with Ugo playing in that nickel right now, you know, I can communicate with him. And being back outside, I have the sideline now, right? So my technique is going to look a little different for me. But like I said, I'm in a different leadership role right now. And so playing nickel and playing corner is something that, you know, I have to continue to explain to the other guys whatever their role is. Like if they forget or something like that, they know they can look outside to me and, you know, I can make sure I get them where they need to be.
There's this stat called like disruptive plays. That's like pass breakups, sacks, tackles for a loss. And like you lead the league in it right now. Do you feel like you could be even more dynamic if you were like featured in more of like a just go be a killer type of role?
It's crazy you say that because my family sent that to me and I didn't even see it until I think it was the day before the game. I seen it. I think I've had my opportunities, man. You know, I've missed two sacks that I could have been up there on sacks. Last week I missed two interceptions that I could have had that would have put me even higher. So I don't think there's more that you can give me, right? Like I've had my opportunities. I feel like earlier in the season, I seized those opportunities and I did well with them. And I think these past couple weeks I've just been, you know, one step away or, you know, I'm just like one play away from making a change for the team. And so that's why I talk about where can I fix where I'm at to make a difference for the team and give the team a better chance at winning. And so, you know, that's all cool and great. But like I said, I think I had the opportunities and I'm in the right position. And DA's put me in positions to make plays. And I've made some, but I've also missed some.
Saints corner Alante Taylor there. You can hear What a leader he has become in the team locker room. Good speaker, and just has that alpha dog mentality you want around. You, Cullen, we were kind of talking off it just right now off mic. When you look at players on this squad that you look as building blocks or keepers, and maybe if a team does come calling looking for some players, who do you want to keep around as the future of this franchise? And I would definitely put Alante Taylor into that mix.
100%. I know that Loomis, there was a quote last night. I'd have to do some digging. Maybe I'll find it after Jeff, where Loomis was listing off players that like comes to mind when he thinks of like people that are cornerstones, young players that are cornerstones for this team.
Yeah.
And I remember I saw it on Twitter last night on X with Jeff. He was talking about like, look, at the end of the day, if the GM is going on, you know, a public, you know, stage and saying your name in the category of good, that's a damn good thing to hear. That's a damn good thing to realize. Taylor should be on the list if he wasn't already. I'll have to double check, confirm that he was there. But
the Mickey Loomis list.
I'd be on that list. I'd love to be on that list.
You mentioned Jeff Nowak. We're going to take a break. Come back with our Saints sideline reporter after this. Find out the latest from practice. Derek Carr and more as the Black and Gold get ready for Sunday in Carolina. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned on WWL. Who dat?
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace. It's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.